What is miracles? Miracles it means the works, all the works of God. So transformation is one of the miracles God has performed in our life. All the saints, they experience the transformation. So today, this time, we are going to have 4 nights to study this topic, transformation through servitude. From their example, remind us we also can transform by God's power, by God's mercy. So tonight, we are going to study Apostle John. What transformation did John have? We can divide it into two aspects. The first aspect about his status. Who is John? The Apostle John. At the beginning, he is a fisherman. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, verse 21. Matthew chapter 4, verse 21. Going on from there, Jesus saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. He called them, 22, and immediately they left the boat and their father, and follow him. Here mention how did Jesus called James and John. From here we know originally they are John and James. They are fishermen. However, Lord Jesus called them, and then they became a believer. They believed in Jesus. They become a follower. They become a disciple of Jesus. Let's turn to Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11, verse 1. Luke chapter 11, verse 1. Now it came to pass, as Jesus was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, the one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. The follower of Lord Jesus Christ are called disciples. Disciples means follower. Apostle John, he become a believer. He become a disciple of Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, when he followed Lord Jesus Christ, he learned how to serve others. So the transformation through the servitude, we can see the transformation through the servitude from the ordinary person, fisherman. Now he became the disciples of Lord Jesus Christ. And then he became apostle. Let's also turn to Luke chapter 9. Apostle means a person is sent by someone. If I send you out, represent me, and you are my apostle. In the Bible, apostle is means they are sent by Lord Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9, verse 1. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. Verse 2. Jesus sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Here mentioned, Lord Jesus Christ sent out the 12 disciples to preach the gospel, and Lord Jesus also gave them the power, the authority. So they presented Lord Jesus Christ to preach the gospel, to cast out the demon, to cure the diseases. So they are sent by Lord Jesus Christ. So they are called apostles. So from here we can see what transformation did John have. The first aspect, his status changed. From the fishermen became disciples and then become apostles. The second aspect, Apostle John, his human nature, his character also transformed, become better. Let's turn to Mark chapter 3. Mark chapter 3. Mark chapter 3, verse 17. Verse 17, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, to whom Jesus gave the name Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder. Jesus gave them a nickname, sons of thunder. Sons of thunder. From this nickname reflect their human, their character. They might have a bad temper, easy to angry, easy to show their emotion. Indeed, they are that kind of person. Let's turn to Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9, verse 51. Luke chapter 9, verse 51. Now it came to pass, when the time had come for Jesus to be received up, that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. This is the last time Lord Jesus went to Jerusalem. Because this time, when Jesus went to Jerusalem, he was crucified on the cross. Lord Jesus knew what is going to happen to him. But for the human's salvation, here mentioned Jesus make a determination, I should go. So this is the love of Lord Jesus Christ. He is willingly to sacrifice his life for us. Verse 52. And send the messengers before his face. And as they went, they entered a village of Samaritans to prepare for him. 53. But they did not receive him because his face was set from journey to Jerusalem. They came to a village of Samaritans. We know Samaritans did not have deal with Jews. Especially when the Jews face to Jerusalem, that make them unhappy. So in verse 51, Jesus is willingly to go to Jerusalem to suffer for us. So he faced to the direction of Jerusalem. So the Samaritans, they didn't want to receive Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 54. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, do you want us to command the fire to come down from heaven and consume them just as Elijah did? If you were disciples, you saw people reject Lord Jesus Christ, what's your reactions? I think most of you, you are gentle, you are nice. You say, this village the people don't want to accept us. We go to the other village, right? We just go to the other village. But the reaction of James and John, they ask Lord Jesus, give us power. Let us call the fire from heaven to consume this village. How dare they are. They reject Lord Jesus. So this is their temper. They're easy to get angry. And then they have the action according to their emotion. Verse 55. Jesus did not appreciate. Jesus rebuked them. 55, but he turned and rebuked them and said, you do not know what manner of spirit you are of. 56, for the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village. Right? This is the attitude which you have. Jesus said, let's go to the other village. But James and John say, oh, we should punish these people. So no wonder Lord Jesus gave them the nickname, Sons of Thunder. But they follow Jesus. They learn how to serve the people, how to serve God. In this process, they changed. The Apostle John, now we no longer call them Sons of Thunder. What do we call them? The Apostle of Love. The Apostle of Love. It's a big change. He no longer a son of thunder. Now, he is the apostle of love. Let's turn to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 7. Apostle John said, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. We know in First John, Apostle John talked about the love of God, the love between brothers and sisters. So here he say, beloved, let us love one another. Because we are born of God. We become a new creature. So we need to love one another. The Son is totally different from Luke chapter 9. In Luke chapter 9, he say, let the fire come down from heaven to consume these people. But he changed. In the service, he changed himself. So the important thing we want to learn is what made John transform? The answer is in his servitude. He got transformation. So for this reason, this time, our theme is a life of servitude. This is one of the important items in our journey of faith. Because we are not born perfect. But our goal is become better and better. Even in God's eyesight, God say, you are good. You are wonderful. You are perfect. And how could it be? Through the process of serving, servitude. So let's study what did John get in his servitude. Let's turn to 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1, verse 1. Verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. John became the disciple. The disciples of Lord Jesus Christ. So he followed Jesus, and he learned how to serve. Within the serving, he experienced Lord Jesus Christ. So here he bear the witness. We have seen with our eyes, we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the words of life. Who is the word of life? Lord Jesus Christ. So in our servitude, we will more experience our Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 3, 1 John chapter 1, verse 3, that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. So if we want to have fellowship with Lord Jesus Christ, if we want to have a fellowship with Heavenly Father, this is the way. In our servitude, automatically, we have fellowship with Lord Jesus Christ. As long as we have fellowship with Lord Jesus Christ, and we will fellowship with his strength, we will have fellowship with his power. We will fellowship with his wisdom. We will fellowship with his character. So servitude is very important for our journey of faith. So let us more detail to study what did John get in his servitude. Number one. In his servitude, he knew Lord listen and answer his prayer. Let's turn to John chapter 14. Gospel John chapter 14. Gospel John chapter 14, verse 12. Verse 12. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And great works than this he will do, because I go to my Father. Verse 13. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Verse 14. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So this is before Jesus was captured, before Jesus was crucified. However, Jesus has told them, I'm going to Jerusalem and I'm going to be crucified. The disciples, they feel very sorrow. How come Lord Jesus is going to be crucified? However, Lord Jesus comfort them. Here, one of the important promise Lord Jesus gave them. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. It means I will listen your prayer. I will fulfill your prayer. So John, he is one of the disciples. He heard this promise. So he knew Lord Jesus will listen to him and answer his prayer. Let's turn to Acts chapters Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3, verse 1. Verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. After Lord Jesus ascended to heaven, according to the promise of Lord Jesus Christ, in the day of the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came upon to the around 120 people in the Jerusalem. So the apostles, they had received the Holy Spirit. And here mentioned Peter and John, in the hour of prayer, they went to temple to pray. Verse 2, and a certain man named from his mother's womb was carried, whom they lay daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who enter the temple. Verse 3, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. Verse 4, and fixing his eyes on him, with John, Peter said, look at us. 5, so he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. 6, then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Verse 7, and he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones receive strength. So here, Peter and John, they performed a miracles in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. So they experienced God. Lord Jesus have listened their prayer and answered their prayer. Let's also turn to Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4, verse 23. 23, and being let go, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said to them. The same person, John and Peter, they are threatened. No more preach in the name of Lord Jesus. You should not do it. But John and Peter, they still preach in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. They came to the brothers and sisters. They reported to the brothers and sisters. And then, verse 29, chapter 4, verse 29. Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servant that with all boldness they may speak your words. 30, by stretch out your hands to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. 31, and when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the words of God with boldness. Lord Jesus listened their prayer. So Lord Jesus strengthened them. So even they faced the persecution, but they still speak out boldness, because Lord Jesus has listened their prayer. Number 2, John knew he is loved and accepted by Lord. Apostle John, he knew he is loved and accepted by Lord, Lord Jesus Christ. Let's turn to Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9, verse 28. Luke chapter 9, verse 28. Verse 28. Then they revived him and said, Luke chapter 9, verse 28. Now it came to pass about 8 days after this saying that he took Peter, John, and James and went up on the mountain to pray. Verse 29. And Lord Jesus prayed, the appearance of his face was altered, and his robe became white as glistening. Here mentioned once Lord Jesus brought three disciples with him to the top of mountain to prayer. And at that moment, Lord Jesus changed his appearance. John, he is one of the three. He bared this witness. Let's jump to verse 35. And the voice came out of the crowd saying, this is my beloved son, hear him. The voice come out from the heaven say, this is my beloved son. So Apostle John, he is the one of the witness for the future transformation in the transfiguration in the mountain. So Apostle John, he knew, if I believe in Jesus, if I like Jesus, and then just like Jesus was also loved, accepted by the heavenly Father. So indeed, when we receive the water baptism, just like Lord Jesus, do you remember when Lord Jesus received the water baptism, when Lord Jesus came up from the water, in the same way, the voice from the heaven say, this is my beloved son. So Apostle John, he knew, I am loved by Lord Jesus, by Heavenly Father. My sin is forgiven by the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. Even John, he also knew, even he had the weakness. It might sometimes he commit wrongdoing, commit sin, but he knew as long as he repented in front of God, and God will forgive him, the blood of Lord Jesus Christ will cleanse him again. So he has the guarantee: I am loved by God, I am accepted by God. So he has a living hope for the future. So when Jesus say, I'm coming soon, and the Apostle John say, Amen. Come, Lord. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 22. The last chapter in the Bible, Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. He who testifies to these things says, "Surely I'm coming quickly." Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. John say, "Come, Lord Jesus." Because he knew he are loved by Lord Jesus Christ. So when Jesus second come in, Jesus will bring him to the eternal kingdom. So what did John get in his servitude? Because all of this related to his transform. How could he transform? Because he has received. He knew Lord listened his prayer. He knew he is loved. And number three, he found he can change. Prayer change a person who prays for help. Let's turn to Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11, verse 23. Mark chapter 11, verse 23. Verse 23. "For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, and he will have whatever he says." 24. "Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." This is the encouragement about the prayer. Lord Jesus gave the disciples and also gives to us. Prayer. Prayer in faith, it will have a tremendous power in our prayer. That power is the power to change. The power to change. Just like sometimes we are not easy to change. It's just like a mountain. It's impossible to take a mountain into the ocean. Sometimes change a person, the difficult, just like this. But even so difficult, but the Apostle John, he knew through the prayer, he can change. The more he served God, the more he pray, the more he pray, the more he can change himself. So from a son of thunder, he becomes an apostle of love. Not only that, he become brave to preach the gospel. Let's turn to John chapter 20. Gospel John chapter 20. After Jesus resurrected from death, before Jesus ascended to heaven, several times our Lord Jesus appeared to disciples. John chapter 20, this is one of the occasion. John chapter 20, verse 19. "Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled, for fear the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, 'Peace be with you.'" The disciples, they got together. And here, especially mentioned, the door was shut. Why did they shut the door? Here mentioned, Because they fear of the Jews. They were so afraid. Because the Jews captured Lord Jesus and crucified Jesus on the cross. So they were afraid. So they shut the door. However, they changed. Let's turn to Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4, verse 18. So they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. John and Peter, they were brought to the synagogue. So the councils commanded them, no more preach in the name of Lord Jesus. Verse 19. But Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge. Verse 20. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. Whoa, they become so boldness. They no longer fear the Jews, the councils in the synagogue. They replied, we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So they still preach the gospel. This is the change. John found he can do many things by God's grace. By the grace of Lord Jesus Christ. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1, verse 9. Verse 9, I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and the kingdom and the patience of Jesus Christ. I was on the island that is called Potamos for the words of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Apostle John, now he can bear the tribulation. He can do many things in his servitude. He could suffer for Lord Jesus Christ. He became a person filled with love. Let's turn to 1 John chapter 3. First John chapter 3, verse 18. John say, my little children, let us not love in words or in tongue, but in deeds and in truth. Now Apostle John, he is in his age, the old age. So he called brother and sister, my little children, let us not love only in the words or tongue, but in the deeds and in truth. Indeed, he totally changed. He has transformed, become a wonderful person, become a wonderful Christian. So he dedicated his whole life to serve Lord Jesus Christ. And we also can bear the witness, his change, transformed. Of course, he has joy in Lord Jesus. He has joy in his servitude. So Apostle John no longer a son of thunder. He is an apostle of love. Let's sing him, 344. Through the servitude, Apostle John, he learned Lord Jesus' lesson and answered his prayer. Through the servitude, Apostle John, he knew he is loved and accepted by Lord Jesus Christ. Through the servitude, Apostle John, he found he can change. Through the servitude, Apostle John found he can do many things. Through the servitude, Apostle John had a joy in his servitude. So if we want experience all these things, we need to learn how to serve Lord Jesus, how to serve our brothers and sisters, how to serve in the church, even how to serve in our community. The other key issue, how could Apostle John transform from the son of thunder to an apostle of love? That key is Holy Spirit. In the day of the Pentecost, Apostle John, he is one of the 120. He received the Holy Spirit. He was filled with the Holy Spirit. In our servitude, for sure, we will receive the Holy Spirit. We will be filled with the Holy Spirit, because this is the promise of Lord Jesus Christ. But we, human beings, we need to fulfill our duty. We separate the time in our prayer. We need to have a life of prayer. So the SSC is a good opportunity to train us to build up the life of prayer. So now we are going to have our evening prayer. We pray for the Holy Spirit. Pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Please come forward. Pray together.